So, how's everybody doing? I don't know everywhere, but right here in Louisville, Kentucky today, it's a nice, beautiful day. Weather's awesome. It's great. Good day for people to get out. Enjoy this day, man. Enjoy this weather. Don't let nobody stir you up. Don't let nobody put no more problems on you than you already got. This is a topic that I'm going to get on today, and this is 60 Minutes with Dizzy. My name's David, but I go by Dizzy. And this is my podcast, man. You know, it's raw. It's real. It's uncut. And I wanted to get on this segment, this topic today. So I've been thinking, like, man, my, you know, friends, families, the ones that's close to you the most, you know what I'm saying? Blood or not. You know, they tend to boggle your brain sometimes. And, y'all know me. I talk about the women a whole lot. They did bring this to my attention, man. Put this in my mindset of this fucking word, independent. You know, I got to think it to myself. Not literally too long ago, and I was like, man, you know, people independent. Woo. And I switched that shit straight the fuck up, cause y'all motherfuckers, bro. Y'all people really are living ass backwards. I mean, all the way ass backwards. Not just the topic I'm about to talk about today. I mean, like, for real. Like, people act like they godly and shit. Got God pictures all on their wall. And motherfuckers be the evilest people you ever known. They quick to kick a motherfucker out. They do shit just to say they did it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no good justice whatsoever. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Then they tend to be like, well, you was disrespecting me. Well, first off, I wouldn't have said nothing to you, motherfucker, if you ain't say shit to me first. Let's get that understood. And then second of all, nigga, respect is earned. That shit ain't given. The fuck you ever did for me in your goddamn life, of all your years of living, for me to just up and just out of nowhere respect you. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't changed my diaper all the time when I was little, watch me grow the fuck up. And if I'm a mistake in your life, watch me turn into a mistake. I don't owe you shit. You ain't earned no respect from me. Nigga, respect is earned. It ain't given. You can get that fuck off the roof right now. I'm going to tell you that off the muscle. You know? But at the same time, back to when I, you know, the matter of hand, this fucking independent shit. First off, okay, I'm going to say this. You independent. You pay your own bills. You got a car. You know what I'm saying? You got a house, apartment, whatever, condo, duplex. You know what I'm saying? Boarding house, whatever the fuck you got. You know what I'm saying? Rooming, whatever. You know? You go to work. Yeah. Take care of your kids. Yeah. You know? You what else independent come with? You know, you do your hair, I guess. Shit. You might cook something. You know what I'm saying? Clean up when you want to, I guess. Whatever. You know? Pay motherfuckers to do shit for you sometimes or whatnot. However it goes, you do your own line, you pay somebody, whatever. I guess that's a part of being independent too. You know. See how quick that independent line just, you know what I'm saying? They say I'm independent. I pay my bills. I got my own house, my own car. I'm independent, girl. I don't depend on nobody. My nigga, I don't depend on nobody. You know what I'm saying? I got my own car, my own truck, you know what I'm saying? My own house. Bills paid for it. Yeah, you see that? You feel that heat? Nigga, that's I paid for that heat. Nigga, I'm independent, nigga. Yeah. That was maybe 2 minutes worth of independence. Let me tell you how you not independent. And how you got this shit all fucked up. How these people fucking your head up. How you living ass backwards because y'all assholes. You know what I'm saying? No brain, just all assholes. You got a house. You don't own it. And even if you do, you still paying on it. It ain't yours technically. It could be took it. You depend on the motherfucker to keep that. And keep your record so you can keep that. That ain't too independent. You know what I'm saying? You got a house that you can lose at any time. It don't belong to you. And even if you do own it, they can take it. They can seize your shit. The IRS will take it, bro. The bank would take your shit, foreclosure, your shit. If you die today, it's possible for anybody, nobody's better than nobody else. If you died today, all this materialistic shit that you build up to put in that motherfucker, I bet you ain't gonna write out one will to not one motherfucker you think is gonna help move all your shit out that house. Because you can't just sit there. You know what I'm saying? You know, you ain't made out no list of who can get what out of this house because you gone. You don't need it no more. You can't take it with you when you go. You know what I'm saying? You depend on a door to keep your fucking ass safe from a world that you into every day that you ain't that far from. A door ain't that goddamn thick. You know what I'm saying? You know, you dependent on that goddamn door. Motherfucker be like, shut my door, you let my heat out. Bitch, you got cracks everywhere in this bitch. Guarantee you. He's getting out some kind of way. That's how LG, that's how GE keep their money moving. You know? Oh, it's going to be cracks in foundations, nigga. Ain't one mother, even ground up from the ground, built up new modeled houses got cracks in them. Yeah, but you independent. Very independent when it comes to your home. You know what I'm saying? You keep the lights on. But you paying a motherfucker because you dependent on them to keep it on. Nigga, when them disasters come, a big storm, wind blow, your lights is out, what you do? You sit in the fucking dark, go spend extra money on candles and shit, and wait. Your independent ass waits and depends on the motherfucker to come cut your shit back on. For as long as it ever takes them. You can't run them. They do it when they ready. You know? You pay your bills. Yeah, you pay your bills. Pay the water people. They'll cut your shit off too. Bet you depend on them to come. You better get them before the weekend's up because, the line long as the soup kitchen. You hear me? Yeah. They cut your shit off what you doing. Depending on a motherfucker to keep your water cut on and cut it on. Pond drinking motherfucker. Go buy you some water then. Nigga never knew how much water cost till you bought it, huh? Should have bottled it up yourself. And your independent ass home. Use your brain. The fuck? Last minute ass motherfuckers, bruh. Yeah. Stock up on candles, nigga. You independent, motherfucker. Why you got a closet full of canned goods that you ain't gonna eat? Nigga, put some candles in that bitch. What the fuck? Yeah, you independent. Watch your windows. I bet your windows ain't been washed since the nigga made the house. Mr. Independent, Mr. Independent. Pressure wash that motherfucker once in a year. You got all this shit you independent for, but you don't do shit for it. You misusing it. Fuck out of here. I'm on your heels with this one. Cause y'all got me fucked up. Check this out. Yeah, you independent. When your line need cut. What you do? You get out there and get it yourself. Better hope your lawnmower don't break, damn motherfucker. Cause you dependent on that goddamn lawnmower and that weed whacker. And that agile. And that rank. And them hefty duty bags, nigga. The fuck? Understand what you talking about when you talk. Because you ass backwards. If you're going to say something to a person like me, understand, man. No. Yes, I am a free spirit. My family asks me all the time, what you just think you a free spirit because you don't got this, I got that. First off, don't worry about what I got if you ain't trying to help me get it. Second of all, I can't take this shit with me, so let me get this shit together and understand what I really need out of life first. Before you want, you know, Come talk about my dirty dishes. Make sure your dishes is clean first, you know. And then too, like people understand this, man. You got a car, right? You got a car note. You know, some people go out and buy it, you know. Majority people lease or rent their vehicles. And I don't understand, like, they got way more vehicles than people itself, our homes, or any. But they got way more vehicles that'll fit on the street. Period. Hands down. and you still paying a note on yours? And I'm not saying that like you can't get one and buy it, because I know it's hard. Credibility and all kind of things like that. You're working a regular job, ends meet, you got bills to pay and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? I do understand. That wasn't really for you. That's just for you to acknowledge, people. How this shit's just, it's a game to them. You know what I'm saying? And you in it. The game of life. Sorry. Uno. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's chess, not checkers. Blow. I throw blows to the chest. I don't check nobody. I don't have time for that shit. People don't give a fuck about that. They understand when you get direct, though. Straight to the point. I don't go around the bushes. Bitch, I'll push you in these motherfuckers. You gonna know. Not playing. I don't beat around no bush. I will push you dead in that motherfucker. You better hope you can get out quick enough, because you ain't gonna catch me. You know what I'm saying? If I come down to that or whatnot. But still, you know. But, yeah, it's independent shit, man. How? I want to know this, ladies. Definitely, ladies. You so independent, right? Girl. Big girls, little girls, tall girls, wide girls, small girls, nice girls, all girls in the world. Girl. You ain't been natural since we came from Africa. What the fuck you talking about? I was just gonna put that out there, nigga. And I said, yeah, I said it like that, nigga. This is raw, real, uncut. And y'all know I don't buy none. Motherfucker, girl. Whatever you are, you fraudulent. I know that. You fraudulent. With that disguise on. Your ass fake. Your eyelash fake. Your eyebrows fake. Your lips fake. Titties fake. Shit, probably getting prosthetic legs and shit. Your ass fake. Your hair most definitely does not belong to you. You know what I'm saying? Nails don't. Some toenails don't. Some toenails don't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Pain is beauty. No, bitch. I mean, excuse me. Man, hell, now fuck no, bitch. Beauty ain't pain, motherfucker. Fuck you mean? You like Michael Jackson or some shit. Nigga, you used to look good. Fucking Lil' Kim used to look good. Now look at, you don't even like looking at yourself. You on your goddamn NBA shit. I ain't going down Saturday. I ain't going down Saturday. Yeah. You know why? Because after you put up all that motherfucking Mary Kay, Maybelline, you know what I'm saying? All that goddamn shit you put on your face, FDA approved. You don't know. How you know? You work for them? You don't know. Because you Googled it. Fuck Google. Google lied too. Fuck you think? What? All right. Well, you keep up with Google then. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, like I said, you real as a motherfucker, girl. Go to sleep with that face and wake up, it's on the pillow. Yeah. You ain't dependent on that makeup, huh? At no stained lipstick. You know what I'm saying? You ain't dependent on that. You don't want no motherfucking lipstick on your straw, nigga. You don't want it all on your glass and shit. You know what I'm saying? You depend on them eyebrows to stay on when the wind blowing them eyelashes. They be like, oh shit, my eyebrows. Girl, you flying too. Fuck me, girl, get my eyelashes. Oh shit. Y'all gonna have to invent something for that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? When that shit blow off, you can just get a little vacuum thing and suck it back on. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna, you know what I'm saying? That's money right there, nigga. You got money to just let blow in the wind like that, right? Yeah. All right. That's cool. But I'm yeah, it's real independent, man. You know, y'all depend on them ass shots to stay right. Whole ass inflate, then what? Bitch be on the stage dancing. I feel a little wind draft. Whole ass disinflated like Tom Brady football. Bitch, it was cold. Bitch, it was cold. Shit. You know you're supposed to keep that shit at room temperature. I ain't fucking with y'all, man. Independent. Bitch, if you don't grow your own goddamn hair, I don't give a fuck if it takes 15 years, bitch. At least you know it's yours. Fuck out of here. But this shit only take 15 minutes for this sew in. Bitch, your head hurt when they can pull that shit. Bitch, I mean, shit, if you ain't really tend the head, the nigga pull your shit. It's real, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, pain. Yeah, yeah. Beauty is pain, nigga. The fuck? Fuck out of here. Yeah, let me pull this show in, girl. See. It only took 15 minutes anyway. But the bitches want their hair back in Malaysia. They said y'all stealing. They said they can't come over here. Y'all can't have their hair. Yeah, they say, I swear to God, you can look it up too, people. This shit is crazy, man. But yeah, it's a wonderful, beautiful day, man. It was a good day for me to do a, you know, jump on the pod, man. I've been going through a whole lot of shit. I'm just glad to be able to smell right now. And it's just like some of my best times when I come up with good segments and good topics. And, you know, because I am the messenger, you know what I'm saying? And it's a message in everything. And I'm not just necessarily just trying to, you know, the jokes, people, is for me. And for anybody therefore who needs them, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the only person that need a good laugh or a smile today. And I'm not downing nobody, you know what I'm saying? I'm really trying to uplift and let you know that you're beautiful women, regardless of the fucking fact. And if a motherfucker don't like it, nigga, fuck them. Tell them take it up with God, nigga, love who you are. Because if ain't nobody told they love you today, well, you know I'm going to say I love you, for real. If ain't nobody told y'all that, are you beautiful? Fuck it. You are beautiful. I swear to you, and I mean that. My right hand to God, you know? And I do love you with everything in my heart, you know? But love yourself first. Fuck that. Love the skin you in. Because can't nobody love you better than you going to love yourself, not even me. And I love you dearly, wholeheartedly, and I mean it, you know? Seriously. But anyway, after this message, we'll be right back. But fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Back to this independent shit, you know? You got this car, though. Yeah. Miss one car, no. You ducking and hiding from Mr. Repo, you feel me? That's real independent, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You independently searching by your goddamn self because you don't want to let nobody ride in your car, you feel me? You motherfuckers don't help you. The fuck? Be watching out for me. Your neighbors ain't even gonna help you. Damn, they looking at the block. Damn, they got that motherfucker. Shit, we got, nah, don't even call her. She wouldn't even take us to the grocery store. Fuck you mean? That's real independent. Get your life together, man, for real. You want some help when the repo man come, look out for your goddamn neighbor. You know what I'm saying? Them new motherfuckers is gonna be around. You know, look out for your fucking neighbor. Maybe the repo man won't get you so quick. You know what I'm saying? And you got a whole fucking block with two sides of the streets. If you go meet and greet everybody on your street, you will be able to get your car off that motherfucker for the repo man get three houses down. Think about it, people. Just think. That's all I'm telling you. Just think. Quit living ass backwards, man. You know? Because y'all out here getting fucked. Because y'all ain't got no brain. Y'all living asshole backwards, man. Y'all assholes. You gonna get fucked. You know? They gonna lick you right in it or they gonna fuck you in it. Either one. Pick or choose. Either one of them. Me personally, I just don't do those type of things. But, hey, to each his own. Whatever. Float your boat. Keep that motherfucker self. You know? And at the same time, like I said, motherfuckers be... y'all independent? Who? Raise your hand. I'll wait on it, though. Raise your goddamn hand if you go down to the post office every day and get your goddamn mail. Miss Independent. Mr. Independent. Like I said, I'll wait. I ain't seen a hand. I don't think I'm going to see a hand yet. Everybody waiting on the well, man. You could have went and got your goddamn tax from the Mozzoli to the IRS bill. Pretty sure they got them. They just mail them out when the fuck they ready. Mr. Mrs. Independent. But your lazy ass won't sit in the house that you think keep you safe from the whole fucking world. With this is two doors, three doors, however many doors you got. You know what I'm saying? These glass windows. Nobody got no metal metallic windows and shit. Fuck. Go get it. Do it yourself. Since you independent. You know? Motherfuckers say I'm independent. Now, let me take it to these folks. The projects. $6 rent. $26 rent. And you can't pay it. You get food stamps, all kind of shit. They cut motherfucking shit off. You still get your shit. And you ain't dependent. Oh, no. You not. You ain't dependent on. Yeah, you the most independent motherfucker I know. You goddamn straight. You damn Skippy. You are. You really are. I swear you are still dependent on a motherfucker to pay your $6 rent. You know what I'm saying? But hey, that ain't my business. I don't know nobody like that, I guess. Huh. I can't speak on that. All I'm saying is just pay attention, man. You know what I'm saying? Before you criticize and try to downplay the next motherfucker, understand, is it worth it? Did you do it for a good reason or did you do it to hurt them when you needed something to hurt somebody with? That's all I'm saying. Gratitude, not attitude. You know, evil. You evil. You ain't elite. They got you tricked, man. Wool over your eyes and shit, you know. You independent, though. Yeah. You independent. Everybody depend on their goddamn job to have that check. At the end of the two, at the end of the point, at the end of the day for some, you know. But I work for that. They didn't ask you to work. You filled out the application, motherfucker. The fuck you mean, nigga? Yeah. It's a lot of work you put in out here. You don't get paid for all of it. I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all motherfuckers feel like y'all put in too much work sometimes for the same pay. Do a lot of people's jobs for the same rate you get. They ain't gonna give you no more than the fuck they was gonna give you. They really don't even wanna give you that, for real, for real. Independent. Independently, they don't. In a group, they would. They wouldn't give a fuck, but they gotta do it. You know, it's a lot of states. And only because they will get more money taken for a little bit of money that don't even mean shit to them. You don't mean shit to them. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not trying to downsize you or downplay you, man. I swear I'm not trying to criticize you or anything. All I'm saying is fucking wake up. Think before you do things. You know? Ask yourself, is it worth it? Seriously. Not just for this world. Understand you can't take things with you when you leave this world. So what fucking really matters to you? You know, I'm not saying don't go and get a whole bunch of shit if that's what you want. Do that. What's the value to it though? Do you have a list made out of motherfuckers that can get that shit? You know, I move that shit to pay them and shit like that. These are the things I'm talking about. When your ass dies, because you don't know when you're going to fucking die. Nobody does. Nobody does. If you do raise your hand, I will fucking wait on it. I didn't think so. People, please take in consideration at least three words that I've said out of all the multiple and many words that I'm going to say and have said. That's all I'm asking. Just grasp hold of three of them. That's the shit. I promise you, life changer. Game changer. But you independent. Hey. It's E-I-N-D-I-N. Yeah, it's you. You independent. Very. Very independent. So much so, you depend on a grocery store. They ain't got something with you. Go to the next store. Girl, I done wasted all this gas money. Shit, they ain't gonna put no gas in. They never said they was gonna put no gas in your motherfucking car if they ain't got what you want. At any fucking store you go to and you keep going after the first one, they ain't got it. You feel me? You should have filled up the tank when you hit the fucking road. bitch road trip. We going to the store. There's no women be shopping. I hate going to the store. My sisters, my mom, my girl, any woman. Any woman. For that matter, I do not. They be like, I'm going to go to the store. You want to go? Nah, just bring me back. Woo, woo, woo. Bring me back a Snickers and a fucking juice or something. I'm good. Because that's all a nigga going to do. He going to run it right now. You know what I'm saying? Got to do all that shit. Check prices. Ooh, look at this. Looks good. What can I make with this? You carrying it around the store? Ah, they ain't got it, girl. Put that back. Really? 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 Well, you do that then. I'll be out in the car. You got me fucked up. You got Romeo swinging. It's crazy. Fuck you talking about? I smoked the whole blunt, bitch. You ain't yet. Man, call this girl. Fucking texting and shit. Silly, man. All I'm saying, people, is just pay attention to it. Understand, you know what I'm saying, the significance of life in that end. And I mean that shit about that dying shit, man. Because people go out here, they buy this, buy that, buy this, buy that, buy that. Oh, tax season come. Oh, we want everything on the left side, please. Yeah, just want everything on the left side, please. Go stock their house up and shit and die. I've seen it. And it hurts my heart. Motherfuckers come in left and right. I want this, I want this. Arguing, fights and shit with their own family. You, my nigga. And I'm going to tell you one simple way you could have stopped all that madness. Because I know you want to rest in peace. And you don't want to bring it upon them. Make a list. You'll make a fucking grocery list. Check that shit out. If you know that you got a lot of stuff in your house. And you got siblings that may or may not help you. Uncles, whatever, cousins. Jot some names down, man. That's my moving list. No matter who move what or who take what. I mean, separate and divide that shit. You know, that'll happen. You know, chaos and conflict is going to coexist regardless. But if you got some stability, there will be some seniority or something around to fucking regulate. You know, but you got to take time and do what you got to do, too. Everybody has a purpose and a reason. For any and one, every little single thing on this earth, man. Believe it or not, you mean something. Your things mean something. But they mean nothing if they're meaningless. If they don't have no value to them. You know, everything costs us America, you know. But I mean like sentimental fucking value. Then it's worthless, my nigga. You got shit around just because you know Tina and them going to be coming over for card night and shit or whatever, drinks. And you just trying to bedazzle the whole house. Just so, you know what I'm saying, this one night, a couple nights out of a week, you can be like, yeah, bitch, I got that. Look at my shit. Yeah, girl, you was over my shit, but you think it's nice, don't you? Mm-hmm. So you bought that shit just to say that shit to her? Fuck you mean? Her opinion matters? Really? Really? Do you think it's going to matter to IRS, whoever the fuck you bought all that shit for when it comes to easy shit? No, it doesn't. Bitch, you can have a Picasso on your goddamn wall. They don't give a fuck. The fuck you mean? Understand what you're doing, people, is all I'm saying. You know? Like I said, man, fucking... It's independent shit, man. It took a toll on me. Like, I've been on some other shit, too. But this shit right here... Grand Slam. Hit home with this one. For real, for real. Cause y'all don't even know what the fuck y'all be talking about. Like I told y'all on my first, you know, pod blog, you feel me? Hey, motherfuckers hating on me on that. And they can't even do the shit that I'm doing. That's cool though. Whatever floats your boat. Let's just keep it selling. You know what I'm saying? But you ain't starting nothing up with me. All you doing is helping me perfect my craft. You're a critic. I take criticism, good or bad, any day and every day, all day, every day of the week. Every week of the month, every month of the year, every year of the rest of my fucking life. I'm gonna do that. That's me. You can't do nothing to me. It's nothing you can do. Cause you're not who I fear. You're not who I'm doing my job for. Apparently. I mean, I could be doing it for you, but you're not who I'm doing it for real, cuz. You don't need it. You got your mind made. You know what I'm saying? You like materialistic shit. You like the best of what life can offer you. Life doesn't offer you shit. You're supposed to offer life things. This fucks me up, man. Jada said it the best. Why people laugh at death and cry at birth? Y'all backwards, bruh. Really? You're supposed to mourn that homegoing. Nigga, you're supposed to cry when birth is given, my nigga. That's life, nigga. Some of them don't even make it, my nigga. And you celebrating this shit? But when a motherfucker go, you want to pour out some liquor for my nigga. Smoke a couple of joints for my brody. You feel me? What? Laugh about all the good times. Don't cry for real, though. Let that shit out, man. Cry, my nigga. Shit. Supposed to laugh at birth. Cherish that shit. That's bringing in life, man. That's life, man. You never thought you could make life, man. Nobody do. You never know when you can do it. It just pops up. It's a gift. That's a fucking gift. I feel like leaving this earth is a fucking gift. Y'all just don't. Nigga, celebrate that shit. Yeah. It's a homegoing. They're getting the fuck out of this raggedy ass motherfucking place. I hate to say it like that, but look at the world. Motherfucker telling you they independent, lying to your goddamn face and shit. Bitch, you know you ain't independent. You dependent on them toenails not to pop out while you got the flip-flops on, them sandals and shit. Bitch, them open toe heels and shit. Fuck you mean? That's not too independent. You know? Dependent on a motherfucking don't even want to give them the gratitude. Stop belittling yourself, man. Trying to, you know, show out for the next motherfucker. Because for real, at the end of the day, they don't really give a fuck what you got. You can brag and boast all you want, because then they just going to go back to wherever the fuck they came from and continue doing whatever the fuck they was doing. Like I tell people, man, if you worried about me and I'm worried about me, who the fuck's worried about you? Make that make sense. But yeah, first and foremost, Mr. Independent. I swear to God, I can't wait for a zombie apocalypse or something to come around. And I mean that. I honestly got, even though I don't think it's going, but I wish the fuck that it would. Because you motherfuckers with these cell phones, the TV and shit, oh. Look at me like, David, how did you do it? How was you living without a TV? Be like, you know how? Bitch, get out. That's how. I don't know. I tell you when I come up with it. You know what I'm saying? But just know you got to deal with it right now. Right now, today? Yeah, you're going to have to deal with it. Fuck you mean how I deal with it? I understand shit. When shit is not of good, not of value, it don't mean shit to me, I let that shit go. Like a bad fucking relationship. Let it go. L-I-G that bitch. Bitch, L-I-G that nigga. Fuck you talking about? Like, oh, I just don't get it. I mean, I do get it, but if I tell y'all, y'all gonna think I'm evil. But fuck it, since y'all do, I think y'all evil. That's why. That's why y'all evil. Y'all believe in materialistic shit to get you through this life, and you can't even take the shit with you. That's the concept I don't get. How the fuck you gonna cherish this shit? And God tell you don't cherish nothing. Don't idolize any fucking thing but him. Well, more than him. You motherfuckers act like y'all Christians and all kind of whatever the religion you are. Catholic, Baptist, Mormons, Jehovah's Witness, Buddhists, all kind of shit. You know, y'all act like y'all under these gods. But y'all need all of this shit to make you feel good. Feel of some purpose to life. Your purpose to life is to give it back, motherfucker, in any sense of form. And you're not giving life to something materialistic that has no energy, my nigga. Understand that, people. It just sits there. It just sits until you use it. I tell motherfucker, take it. Tell motherfucker, steal it or break your shit and take it. Fuck you mean, you know? Shit mean more value to a motherfucker. A home thief than to you. You just let the shit sit there. Sometimes y'all didn't clean the shit. I got too much shit to be in here Swiper sweeping and dust bunnying and shit. Bitch. They got yard sales and shit. Fuck that. Quit buying shit that's unnecessary. Fuck out of here. And then y'all won't talk about hoarders and shit. At least they got a purpose. At least they cherish they shit. Fuck out of here. They know where every single piece of trash and shit is in that motherfucker under all the other trash and shit. Nigga, you don't even remember where you put the goddamn salt and shake, salt and pepper shakers at. The fuck? Well, I just bought them. I know I did. Bitch, they still in the bag in the goddamn closet. The fuck? Knowing you was supposed to fill that shit up. And what the fuck is the purpose of a pepper shaker? Bitch, I already got a shaker at the end of every pepper bottle. I'm tired of you motherfuckers. Just dumb. I ain't gonna call y'all dumb. Y'all some retards. You motherfuckers is real deal lively retards. And I mean that from the bottom of my fucking heart. Just retards. You know. Lapola, not even Tank Tank. This is little baby. Oh, that little baby. Oh, little baby. Oh, little baby. You know. That's real independent, though, leaving them salt, that salt and pepper shake in the goddamn bag, though. You know, like that, bitch. And I wanted to get some salt, shit. Bitch left the shit in the bag and shit. And she better be lucky it was one on the end of the pepper. Got too much goddamn salt. Now they got high blood pressure, bitch. The shit just ain't pouring all out. I blame you, independent ass. I never said I was, goddamn. Shit. On up to the end of the shit. Damn. Nah, but for real. Seriously. Independent ass. You depend on that motherfucker school bus getting there, pick them goddamn kids up. Y'all see the last few motherfucking days, so y'all better depend on them goddamn teachers to be in school. Y'all motherfuckers is fucked over. Homeschool anyone, motherfuckers? Well, shit, I never passed. I got my GED. Bitch, you gonna be equivalent for this one. The fuck you talking about? Bitch, every kid was there. I said, damn, summer come early? This must be spring break, nigga. The fuck? Hey, man, I'm just fucking with y'all, but for real, man, this is just serious shit. And I gotta laugh, because, man, I mean, this shit just dawned on me. This shit is all raw. It's real. It's rough. It's uncut, man. This is right now how I feel in this moment. None of my shit y'all know is fucking jotted down yet. Not yet. I will get that professional, you know what I'm saying? But right now, nigga, it's real. It's raw. It's uncut. It's 60 Minutes with Dizzy. And I ain't no fucking Andy Rooney, nigga. You hear me? Straight off the dribble. Y'all better quit. I'm telling y'all right now, because y'all depending on Trump. Y'all see this nigga, the orangest nigga in the world. I don't know how much money you got to have your own color, but that, God damn it, he got it, nigga. He got that only color that nigga just does. He don't give a fuck about no wall or nothing. That nigga got a spaceship probably, nigga. He ready to fly the fuck off if some disastrous world meteor strike type shit happens to this motherfucker, nigga. Fuck you talking about? I got a whole spaceship. I'm sure of it. You can look it up, but I'm sure, nigga. Any nigga that got enough money to have his own fucking complexion and not one other motherfucker on the whole earth has that complexion, that nigga got money. Fuck you talking about? What is that, like a fucking car spray paint metallic type motherfucking bulletproof color or some shit? Nigga, that's a rich... Nah, that nigga ain't, I don't know what the fuck color that is. That nigga, boy, shit. That's the apprentice. Your fired color, nigga. I said, I'll fire you color. I said, I'm up all night on Twitter color, nigga. You can't stop me, nigga. Fuck you talking about, nigga. That nigga's a, he's a bozo. Motherfucking hair made out of squirrel burn shit. This nigga's crazy. Pussy grabbing motherfucker. Somebody do need to slap the shit out that nigga. I ain't gonna lie. What you talk about? They gonna keep some Mexicans out of somewhere. See what they did to Chapo? They dug that nigga out. The fuck you think they gonna do? You put a goddamn wall up. If I hear about a fucking wall one more fucking time, bruh, I'm gonna knock the motherfucker down. My goddamn self if y'all build the motherfucker. Fuck you think you talking to, nigga? fuck out of pointless ass goddamn wall. I'm gonna be over a nigga with a bulldozer, sludge hammers, and a crane with a wrecking ball. Come in like a wrecking ball. I'm gonna knock that motherfucker down myself, nigga. Pointless ass goddamn wall. Boy, you better talk about something else like your color. Tell us how we can get some shit like that, nigga. How much money do it take to get a motherfucking Donald Trump complexion, nigga? It's the fuck I need to hear. Fuck a fucking wall. The fuck a wall ever did it for me, out to me. Bitch, I wanna know what the fuck this nigga got this complexion from, nigga. Who's the painter? Where did you go to get it, nigga? Is it on your spaceship, nigga? Shit. Is it some kind of Twitter account you got or some shit, nigga? You get that color with it or something, nigga? What the fuck's going on with this shit? That's what I wanna know. But yeah, man. Fucking independent. Yeah, y'all independent as fuck. Real independent, boy. I swear to God. And they'll be like, well, that ain't what I meant by independent. I'm just saying I could take care of my... Really? You just doing it by yourself, huh? Yeah, I'm doing... Who else is doing... What about that God person you was talking about? He's not helping you? I didn't think so. Evil motherfucker. Satan is doing that shit. I'm telling you. Y'all think he's not a God. He is a God. And y'all asking, he's playing a role. Because God don't care about no cars, no house, no fingernails, no hair. No food in the refrigerator. You know what I'm saying? He don't care about that shit. What he cares about, the only thing that being is supposed to care about, if his creation is doing his job that he asked them oh so well to do, that's it. Keep his name alive, you know, and relay his message. That's it. Anything else, he didn't tell you to do that shit. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mr. and Mrs. Independent, where the fuck are y'all getting this shit from? I repeat, public service announcement. This nigga's bonkers. Where the fuck is y'all getting this shit from? He said, don't idolize anything above him. Why the fuck would you think he tell you that? If he already knows the beginning and the end. And what the fuck you motherfuckers doing? Y'all be having furniture on y'all porch. Flowers and shit. Y'all letting them die. Really? Really? Furniture on the porch and nobody comes over. Really? Yeah. He gave them chairs to you. So nobody can sit in them. So he can sit in them. You just can't see them. Get the fuck out of town with that shit. Whatever town you in. City, state. Man, just go. Listen. Just go right now. Look in the mirror. Slap the fuck out yourself. Say, damn. This nigga might be making some fucking sense. Somewhere out of just the three words that I was supposed to listen to, this nigga made a little bit of difference. Of a little bit of sense. I don't give a fuck. It's just my job to tell you. I don't care if you accept it or not. Listen, don't cut it off, whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? My job is just to relate the message, baby. That's it. That's it and that's all. I don't do it for you. I do it for me. I mean, somebody needs it. Might as well be you. You just don't want to accept it. That's fine, too. Because I'm not going to judge you. You don't have to live by my words. I'm trying to save a soul. That's it. That's it. You know, because really I can care less what you go do with your money, because I don't give a fuck about money, tell you the truth. And the motherfucker be like, that's why you ain't got a lot of it. No, bitch, because if I don't care about it, why the fuck would I put all my time and effort into it? That's why I don't got a lot of it. I can be out here dumb to the fact like y'all, but why? I'm glad it's at least a motherfucker like me that would do this shit and not be afraid to do this shit, nigga. I'm more than graceful that it's me. What the fuck is you saying? Nigga, like a gift or something. Nigga, thank you. Come again, motherfucker. But anyway, like I said, to you independent people, let that tire catch flat. Oh. You gonna ride that motherfucker till the wheel fall off for real? I doubt it. I bet you depended on somebody to come fix that motherfucking. And hopefully you can depend on them not to tax your motherfucking ass, nigga. Yes, ma'am, that'll be $80. God damn, you just plugged it. Either that, I'm going to take my wheel back with you. Well, here, I'm going to do you accept credit cards? Looking at it. Get the fuck out of here. That shit, man. But y'all real independent. real. A fucking tree fall on your goddamn house. Oh, wait. You depended on that insurance money. Wait, that's what I paid it for? Yeah, but what if the whole insurance company just went up in flames, nigga? Your breakfast is going too, bitch. Keep it in a box and bury it in the backyard. The fuck you talking to? Nigga, I'm not hearing y'all little dumb ass shit. I'm already, bro, come on, bro. 2 minutes on independence. Nigga, I'm already on 45 minutes and 20-something seconds, nigga, on how you are not as independent as you think you are. All I'm saying is just pay attention. Wake up. Understand what you know, what life is and what it means to you. That's all I'm saying. Because the way y'all going, the route y'all going, life don't mean shit to y'all. Other people's lives mean shit to y'all. That's why y'all do shit for people so y'all can say that y'all done it. You know? That's some devilish shit. You didn't do it out of a good gesture, a kind heart, or just because it's good, something to do, not even just to uplift you, but just because. Maybe you made somebody really feel good. Not to make yourself feel good, because you know in that moment, they needed that. Don't expect me to fucking respect you if you wasn't changing my fucking diaper since I was a child, been here every day in my goddamn life through the ups and the fucking downs, and if I ain't how you thought I would turn out to be if you was there when I fucked up and then go the way you wanted and you tried, nigga, then don't think that I owe you any respect. Because no motherfucker owes me shit. Get, understand that, nigga. For the motherfuckers who do think, I would think that they owe me. Sure, yeah, all right. Why would I? And if I did, I'd be taking it out of your motherfucking, you, son, believe me, you gonna be credited, nigga. Because I ain't no dumb nigga. Fuck you talking about? And be glad that I ain't did no mischievous, devious shit to you because you don't owe me. You know? Why you like motherfuckers criticizing you and shit, and you'll still do shit for them. You know? And the one motherfucker that's always around you, yeah, he might talk bad a little bit, but he still come around. He the only motherfucker you got left. You treat this nigga worse than you treat everybody else, but that's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's like women. Always wanting a nigga that don't want him, but the nigga that wants you and love you might be your best thing for you right there in front of you. You don't want him. Alright. Let that be your choice. Jezebel. You really looking for Satan? Just go get him. Shit, that's all I'm gonna say to you. Fuck you talking to me, nigga. Go be evil. And when that nigga fuck you over, break your heart and all that shit, bitch. And then you hollering about, I can't find a good man. Bitch, you wasn't looking for a good man when you started looking for him. The fuck? Tired of y'all saying that shit. I'm not looking for no good man. Bitch, you looking for support, Miss Independent. A nigga that can help you. Fuck out of here. But I don't want his money. Bitch, then you want his dick? I mean, shit, what is it? And it can't just be that with women, because I, you know, I ain't never had no, you know, but I don't go out and do everything that a woman wants me to do. I do little things. I do things that will make her happy, but females get carried away with that shit. You know, bitch, you trying to compete with the next bitch. Listen, that ain't my life. That nigga over there, I don't give a fuck what he got. You see me, I don't try. Bitch, if you trying to compete, yeah, all right. You just don't know, bitch. You better be by yourself. You know, and I'm petty. I'm going to send it through a text message. Fuck you talking about? Go to work, bitch. Come home. All my shit gone. Bitch, it's a note on the refrigerator. Read it. Yeah, I took half that too. Fuck out of here with that shit. I'm not playing. You fucked up, man. I'm serious, bro. Understand what you're talking about. Understand what you're doing. Understand what life means to you. Understand the worth of value. Shit, y'all putting shit over y'all. Y'all sit and cry and get drunk by yourself and drink 3 bottles of wine and shit. You know what I'm saying? Talking to yourself about nothing when y'all got all this shit in y'all house. Nigga, y'all care about that shit more than y'all care about y'all fucking self. Then you want me to think that you saying you love me, that you mean this shit? Yeah. I'll wait. Excuse me. Seriously, though. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I understand what y'all fuck y'all be talking about, man. Who the motherfucker really knows? You know? Because I'm one of them people. I really know. I really understand, bro. And I'm only getting better and better and better, man. Just like with this podcast shit, I'm only going to get better and better. Anything I do for that instance, I'm only going to get better and better. Even with life. Yeah, I ain't got my own house right now. But I've had it. I didn't cherish it. That's why I lost it. Why the fuck you think half you motherfuckers get put out? When y'all lose something. Y'all don't cherish it. Now you got to move all the shit you just put in there. All of it. You better hope you got enough money to pay the nigga who going. Because the last time you said you was going to do something, you ain't get a nigga as much as you said. So now, you got to make sure and hope that you got enough to even pay the motherfucker that was trying to help your dumb ass the last time. Fucking retards, man. Put yourself in shit and then won't blame another motherfucker. You know? Well, God, why are you doing this to me? God ain't did it. Well, which God are you talking about that for? Yeah, a God did it, but which God? You know? Maybe it's just the God in you. Do you know yourself? Have you looked at yourself lately? Do you know if you're evil or good? Does your good outweigh your bad? Because if not, there's a number you can call. It's 1-800-JOKE-THAT-O. I'm fucking with y'all, man. For real though, seriously, people, man. I ain't gonna keep telling y'all wake up. Y'all can stay asleep as long as y'all want to hit that snooze button and all that shit. Hey, that's not my job. My job is to just relate this message, man. And hopefully y'all get the point. You know what I'm saying? And I can't believe time flew just that fast, though. Because, like, fuck. I'm enjoying this topic. It's real deal shit. You know? 50 minutes in. Only 2 minutes for independent. Damn. I think I could say, yeah, 3, 4, 5. Maybe 10 more times before this motherfucker is over. I ain't really want to do the whole 60 minutes this time. I'm going to try to shorten them up, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to shorten up some of them. Because this is just, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it be, you know, that time. Sometimes I just be like, that's enough for them. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes time just tells. You know what I'm saying? You just go with time. And like they say, time's fast when you're having fun, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I honestly really did need this. You know, no matter who the message gets to. Shit. I'm going to do it. Period. That's my life. I ain't got no choice. I got a choice, but I choose myself to do it. You know what I'm saying? I choose to do it. I mean, who else wants a job like it? To not just talk about other people like, you know, media type shit. You know, I mean, which sometimes, you know, in the near future I will, but it won't be no whole segments of just, you know, industry people and shit like that. Because I can care less about them. They can care less about us. You know what I'm saying? They say they give back like that, but I mean, I wouldn't know. I don't know no famous people. Shit. I do music and shit myself. I'm very creative. I'm very artistic and all that shit. You know, never even crossed paths with them. Well, my 18th birthday, a long time ago, Trina, she gave me a little lap dance in Louisville. Back when we had the goddamn fucking, what was that? Big Don's. You know what I'm saying? She came to Big Don's and shit. My sister, my brother took me for my 18th birthday or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm hot shit, nigga. I gotta be 21, nigga. I'm in there drunk in the stuff, nigga. Blowing doji, nigga. You know? Fucking, we all in the crowd, all the niggas. She's like, who won't come on stage? You know me, I'm a fresh shit, you know what I'm saying? She chose me, though. It's crazy, man. That was crazy. Most I ever been any kind of superstar, anything like that. Put a bottle of water on me and thought my dick was going to get on hard. Bitch, you just ruined my whole outfit, bitch. You don't know how much I paid for this, bitch. Nigga, let me pour some water on you. Plus, our little security guards was holding me. Try to put a hand down my pants, you know what I'm saying, and try to act like my dick was small because my dick wasn't hard. Bitch. I don't give a fuck who you are. The fuck you think you are? Bitch, it's my birthday. You ain't even asked me, is it my birthday or whatever? Bitch, you don't know. You ain't say shit. You know. That was my night. You ruined it. Understand that, Trina. Trina, you ruined my fucking night, baby. It ain't because you said my dick was small. I ain't never had no problem in that part. In that department, you can ask around. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, how you think my dick don't get on hard? Bitch, for one, I was drunk and high. You throw some water on a nigga when they drunk and high like that, they gonna be in shock. The fuck? Who she thinks she is? I was appalled. I was shocked as shit, for one. And then you got two big-ass security guards holding me down. Now, the lap dance, yeah, I was ready to get on hard. You right? Bitch, you fucked it up. We could have had a good night that night, Trina. I swear. We could have had a good night. You didn't have to fuck with Kenyon. You know? I was fucking with you a little bit before that. I could have been with you, girl. Shit. We could have had babies and shit. Beautiful little Trinas and little Dizzies running around. The fuck? You crazy. Shit. Nigga. But nah, for real, man. Man, I love you though, baby. I'm a big fan. Still, I always will be, man. But you was fucked up at night before now. Why don't I mean that? Send your photo. So. But yeah, man, look. My time's almost up, man. I'm going to still cut this one a little short. But all I wanted to say, man, and with all honesty and love, you know what I'm saying? Seriously. Gratitude and shit, man. And just seriously, man, because I love y'all. I really want the best for every and each and every person. But I know now, since like basically about 2 days ago, as long as it's been since I made a podcast, I've been going through some shit. Like, the whole world goes through shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing. You deal with it. You know what I'm saying? You'll overcome the shit eventually. You know what I'm saying? Every problem passes you. You know what I'm saying? You bypass that shit. So don't never put too much into a problem, people. You know what I'm saying? But I really thought that I might be able to save everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to tell myself, man, I'll kill my, you know, sacrifice myself for the whole world to live and be good type shit. But even if I did do that, it wouldn't matter because y'all still gonna be hurt. It's not like those days, you know what I'm saying? When people didn't have enough stuff to persuade them or, you know, take their attention off of reality. You know what I'm saying? There's so much stuff that can take your mind off of what's really going on in this world today to where you can't focus. And that's basically all this segment is about. You know what I'm saying? Like, these words and shit. People get mad. Like, females get mad. You call them a bitch. It's only a word. A nigga ain't hit you in your head with a bat. Bitch, you better be all right. Fuck you talking about? It's only a word, and this man made it that. Shit, don't let that word stir you as a person. Fuck you mean? That's mental control. You know? Words don't mean shit, people. Words wasn't bad till people put a title on that shit. Because I be trying to tell my family. Yeah, I use them. All the time. Shit. Fuck out of here. It ain't nothing but a fucking word. You know? Y'all letting that word mean more than shit. Y'all life. Killing motherfuckers over words and shit. The fuck? Really? Really? Man, that nigga got his whole head knocked out, man. What'd he do? He called Tom a bitch, man. That nigga Tom pulled it, blew it, but banged his ass, bro. Right there in the park, nigga. Everybody ran. Nah, I ain't laughing, but I'm like, bro, that shit happens, man. And it's sad. Fucking sick as me. You know, but that's what y'all like doing, man. Y'all like seeing that shit. Y'all publicize that shit. Y'all go on Facebook and Twitter and then post about it. But let it be a motherfucking kid or something happen to a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't posting that shit because y'all do that shit because people don't want, y'all think they don't want to see it. But how do you know? How do you know that motherfucker even know about it? At least you tried. Fuck the dumb shit. Quit putting shit on her you think people want. Put some shit you think they don't, nigga. That's what I do. Shit, I be J Dizzy, nigga. Go check me out anywhere. Anywhere. Nigga. Seriously, man. And don't nobody love y'all more than I do. Because y'all don't even love yourself, so don't hit me with that. And don't say you love me. Because I know the truth and the lies. And their lies are true. Nigga. But I appreciate y'all for listening, man. I really do. You know, I appreciate everything. I appreciate life, man. I chose my family, man. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be who I am today. You know what I'm saying? If I wanted to change them, I wanted to change myself. And I don't want to do that for not a minute or a second, man. And, yeah, man, just, you could take three words from this segment, man, and just think about what I said and just try to, you know what I'm saying? I guarantee you something gonna click. And if it don't, you can call me back for a refund. You know, get your mail and rebate. You feel me? But yeah, man, I'm out of here, man. It's Dizzy, man. It's 6 minutes for Dizzy, man. Y'all been a good audience, man. I appreciate y'all. I really do.
Y'all make sure y'all enjoy the day, the time, wherever y'all at, man. Have a good one. Have a blessed one. Be blessed. Be positive. Stay productive.